If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
You know what? Every young man remembers the first time he was jingled, yes.
Yeah.
Let's dance. Let's dance to the sound with Steffi. Let's dance. Put on your big boy
Let's
pants.
Dance.
Put on your red sickle and dance the red.
Good morning, Malcolm Nance. And I'm like texting you. Oh my God, you rocked it on real time. Oh my God, you're so great.
Why would you do that to Bowie?
Hasn't he suffered enough?
For God's sake.
Hasn't he suffered enough in Sweden?
Oh, my, yes, really. I mean, come on, between Sweden and Bowling Green. I can't take it. All right. Well, good morning.
Listen,
guys.
Good morning. You rocked it on real time between coining baby Goebbels for Stephen Miller, which was trending all weekend, and telling Milo to go himself. You, sir, are a true patriot.
Well, you know, the funny thing is they told me not to make any jokes. And, you know, when you're in the military, all you do for years is make jokes at each other, right? You have these little barbs. So I tried very hard. I mean, Larry Wilmore was killing it. I mean, Larry Wilmore was going to town on the poor guy. And then, if I appear confused in that video because I really didn't know who Milo was.
Right.
Because like all adults, I ignored him.
Right, yes.
And I had only heard about him from time to time. And then when you know, we were asking these questions, he was talking about transgendered people being horrible. And I thought, here you are sitting here, like someone on the web wrote like a really cheap Coco Chanel
with
hundreds of pearls on
and
doing this shtick. And I just said, you're a really confused guy because I honestly didn't understand, you know, that his game was just attention seeking. He seems like a nice guy. He reminds me, he's like every, normal gay person I've ever met when he's not spouting trash.
Right. But you get that it's just shtick. It's like Ann Coulter. It's Malcolm, we've talked about this. My dad obviously ran with Goldwater. You were a conservative most of your life. I don't understand conservatism today. Is it just they celebrate anyone that will be a jerk to the people they don't like? And
this is, it's a-holism. It's not it's not conservatism. I mean, I was a Colin Powell type conservative, socially liberal, strong on defense. I have to be. But what you're seeing here is an order of magnitude difference. This is Trumpism. And conservatives have all decided that they were going to adopt fascism and that, they would use Trump as their authoritarian daddy figure. And Milo is a really good example of that. But he's, I have to give him some credit. He's smart. He knows where the idiots are and that they'll pay money for anyone that spouts their party line. And
you
see that Ann Coulter, I actually thought I was joking with Larry Wilmore. I was like, so this is what Ann Coulter looks like when she takes off her makeup. I thought maybe it was Ann Coulter.
Well, but it is the same. I've said this before. I used to host Equal Time in the late 90s on CNBC, and Ann Coulter was just one of many of the, blonde right-wing pundits that they would have on. I mean, she made a calculated decision to go, I need to start saying crazier to sell books and get on TV.
Right.
Like, I don't know that they believe it, but... you're a true patriot. You actually, that's the thing is these people, it's like, you're right, whatever will sort of get attention or get clicks or whatever. But again, they're emulating, it's Trumpism. It's who can be as big a jerk to as many groups of people as possible.
Well, and now that is the image of the United States. My wife pointed out to me the other day that there was an incident at the Canadian border. There's a village up there called Champlain, which is right where Route 87 goes into Canada. And we actually were going to buy a house in that village at one point. Thank God we dodged that bullet. But there was a group of refugees or a group of people coming from the who came to the United States, I guess, and they were at the border. U.S. Customs stopped them, and they had to run with their bags back across to the Canadian checkpoint.
Right.
And the Canadians let them in and stopped U.S. Customs from letting them in. we're now the country people run from?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, and then you have guys like Milo making bank by just being awful and mean to people.
Right.
You know, it's funny because in the after party we were sitting around talking and people were saying, you know, did you ever run into guys like Milo? And I said, yeah, in the military, we had guys like this all the time. And what you do is you take them out and you make them do the hardest job there is, like, you know, moving boulders or scraping paint off the side of the ship, just to let them know that, you know, the rest of the world doesn't play this game that you're playing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think right now all you need to do with Milo, to everyone listening to the sound of my voice, just ignore him.
Yeah.
He is just, that will just destroy him. You know, a lack of attention will ruin his ego. And then the next thing you know, he'll be on Dan Savage confessing that all of this was a shtick and that he's part of the community.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, Malcolm, let's talk about where we're at this morning, because it's hard to keep up with. We obviously have U.S. The FBI is pursuing at least three separate probes relating to the hacking of the presidential election. What do you make of all this? Because first of all, Jeff Sessions, if his name, as you told us last week or the week before, comes up in any of this, where are we?
I've been saying this now publicly on television all week. We're in Benedict Arnold country. There is a lot of things going on right now. Many of them are extremely dirty. The four people who are being investigated by the FBI and the National Security Agency, believing to have contacts with the Russians, you know, that Sessions had contact with them all. Sessions was the person who bought Carter Page, you know, the young guy who claimed that he had deep ties to Russia and was supposedly involved with the CEO of Rosneft, Igor Sechin, of whom Sechin's chief of staff just got bullets put into his head because they believe he may have been the source for the story about Rosneft wanting to get the sanctions lifted through Carter Page. Well, Sessions brought that guy on board. Trump swears to God he's never heard of him. So you have that link and connection. If any of these people ever said, hey, this hacking is good, or hey, I have information related to this hacking, or let's coordinate this hacking, that's bad. But then today, another shoe dropped. I don't know if anybody's read the New York Times yet. You know, it's not positive, but last night an article came out that's on this morning's New York Times, called the back channel plan for Ukraine and Russia.
It's the next story I have in my Malcolm stack.
Oh my God, it's awful. I mean, I read this thing this morning and I just realized they were putting together a plan. Michael Cohen, right, the president's personal lawyer.
Yes, Mr. Says Who.
A plan.
Yes,
right, Mr.
Says Who.
That guy. Who's that? he and another guy named Felix Sater, who figures prominently in my book, were making a deal with a former Ukrainian and very close Trump associate by the name of Andrei Artemenko. And they were all plotting to set up this relationship with the United States that would supposedly be a peace treaty between Russia and the Ukraine. But to do it, they were going to kick out the current democratically elected president, Petro Poroshenko.
Yeah.
Like they said, they were going to find information about corruption on him to put him out of power so that the Ukraine could go back into the Russian sphere of influence. So technically a coup d'etat.
Hillary. It sounds so like I've heard this story before. Right.
I couldn't believe this when I read this, because this is completely separate from all of the other information which in counterintelligence operations that the FBI is doing. And now this is no longer just three or four strings. This is now a sophisticated web of operations. And these people were covering for it. They were saying that they were going to make up front companies. There's a report that the FBI is now investigating front companies, which may have been funneling money to the Trump campaign and possibly Trump himself. This year is going to be the year of the Russians.
Do you agree? I mean, David Frum said, obviously, his, you know, spastic reaction to the media lately is that there's a very damaging story in the pipeline, likely.
Believe me, the next story that the only story that can come that can put the nail in this coffin, and I believe it's going to come, I predicted it in my book, is that all of the connections to Trump himself, that Trump, you know, that Trump became a winning asset, and that he was helping coordinate the hackings or the release of the information and knew about it and was happy about it. And so if anyone says, yeah, Mr. Trump was in this meeting, he sat down with Roger Stone, they knew about the Podesta emails, anything along that line, that is conspiracy.
Yeah.
Right? And these are, you know, they may have bad optics, and Trump just ignores optics. But now this network that appears that that many of these people were Russian intelligence, you know, assets and quite possibly agents. We don't know. But this is going to allow Lindsey Graham and John McCain and even now, you know, Marco Rubio to come out and say this needs to be deeply investigated.
Right. Well, I mean, do you, because obviously there's a lot of talk now about them shredding evidence. And I mean, obviously, I mean, Jason Chaffetz, of course, said he would investigate Flynn in Russia. Now he's investigating the media leaks. Oh, and someone that worked for Hillary Clinton setting up her server.
Uh-huh.
Instead of,
right.
So, I mean, so is it going to be the FBI or the media, Malcolm, that's going to force Republicans to do the right thing, in your opinion?
Oh, well, it's going to be the media. The FBI, like I told you on a previous show, the counterintelligence officers that are doing this investigation, you're not going to hear from them. But once it reaches Congress and once it reaches the White House, because I really believe that Steve Bannon did the Michael Flynn hit. I don't believe that came from any other source other than someone in the White House, because now it allows Bannon to consolidate his crazy anti-liberal democracy ideas and put them directly in line with Russia's without anyone in his way.
Yeah.
So I think the media is going to have to do this business.
Did you?
And go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, Malcolm. Did you find Reince Priebus yesterday, and then, you know, Trump previously? Did you find those denials as weird and slippery as I did? Like, no one had contact with Russia as far as I know.
Oh yeah, a lot of lawyers went over that, and I think that Trump. Trump doesn't even know what he's saying on a minute-to-minute basis.
Yeah.
Let's all just be honest about that. He is a pathological liar.
Mm-hmm.
You can just assume that whatever he says one minute, he will contradict the next minute. That's empirically tested. But Reince Priebus, on the other hand, is now part of the chorus who has to, you know, support that denial. These denials are not strong at all. And they are very,
it feels
very
exactly feels like wiggle room. I was laughing when Chuck Todd played back his thing saying, you know, Michael Flynn had absolutely no discussions about sanctions. He goes, so you said this to us last time you were on. And I had the feeling that whatever Ryan said yesterday, he's going to be playing that for him in a few weeks. Now, you said that there were no
that wasn't
contacts
me.
With Russia.
Right. And, you know, we had this discussion a couple of shows back where I said I wasn't so concerned with the fact that he was talking about sanctions. It's just that he was talking about these sanctions on the day that we were kicking out 35 Russian spies. Fox News yesterday had a report where supposedly Flynn had told the FBI that, no, he was talking about the 35 diplomats, not sanctions, as if that was better.
Right. The diplomats were part of the sanctions. Kicking them out was right. Yeah, I mean,
diplomats, they were FSB spies.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who were here doing signals intelligence and cyber warfare against the United States. That is not a better excuse.
Yeah.
Go with the sanctions. Don't say you were talking about, you know, compensating them for 35 spies being kicked out.
Yeah.
I just do not know where Michael Flynn's head is. And when he is brought before the court, or not the court, but before the House or the Senate, and he's going to have to testify and it's going to be broadcast to the United States, you know, everything he says is a felony.
Yeah.
If he lies, it's going to be a felony.
Yeah.
It's going to be
Nothing Trump said really made sense, did it? He's like, oh, what he did wasn't wrong. It's like, what? Yes, it was. And number two, like, I what was the whole, like, I didn't direct him, but I would have. It's like, wait, what?
Uh-huh. That's insane. And Flynn is going to try to use that to weasel his way out of trouble.
Yeah.
This is coming to a disastrous head this year. Any discussion we've had since the beginning of this administration was impeachable.
Yeah.
But, you know, the House and the Trump loyalists, they, you know, like the, I think it was Time magazine said, that Trump loyalists view this administration as a resounding success, and they don't understand why the media is not reporting on it. Well, we are. We're reporting on subjects where they are using the word treason openly now.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And due in no small part to you, sir, and I've gone way long with you, as I tend to do.
Oh, sorry.
And, you know, you're going to have to give us a break before you come back, because all the man and lady crushes are barely subsiding from your visit out here.
Well, next time that I come out there, I'll make an extra special effort to get to Steffi.
All right. Well, listen, you have already been jingled. You are a Stephanie Miller Show regular. Congratulations, sir.
All right, thank you. Take care, you guys.
Talk to you next week. All right, there he goes. Malcolm Nance.
Oh, he's...
He's my regular.